You're listening to New Technia. NASA's new mission will fly into wildfire storm clouds to learn why they become so dangerous. The INSPYRE campaign is beginning the first extensive aircraft study of pyrocumulonimbus clouds, violent thunderstorms created by extreme wildfires. Researchers will sample smoke, lightning, and atmospheric chemistry from aircraft and the ground. But the mission is only starting and has not yet delivered forecasting improvements or climate conclusions. A research aircraft is preparing to do something scientists have rarely attempted, fly directly through the towering storm clouds created by extreme wildfires. The new INSPYRE campaign will chase these dangerous formations across the western United States and Canada to learn why some fires begin producing their own weather. The 30-second summary. What happened? NASA, the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory, NSF-NCR, and university teams have begun a 2-year airborne campaign focused on pyrocumulonimbus clouds generated by intense wildfires. Why does it matter? These clouds can generate lightning, erratic winds, and stratospheric smoke, creating hazards for firefighters, aviation, air quality, and climate forecasting. What is the catch? The campaign is just beginning. It will collect unprecedented measurements, but it has not yet shown that fire cloud formation can be predicted reliably. Key fact: the campaign combines 2 research aircraft with mobile radar, LIDAR, satellite observations, and computer models to study fire clouds from the ground to the stratosphere. What is a wildfire-generated storm cloud? A pyrocumulonimbus cloud forms when an exceptionally intense fire drives hot air, smoke, ash, and moisture rapidly upward. If the rising plume becomes powerful enough, it develops into a thunderstorm produced by the fire itself. These systems can create lightning that ignites new fires, sudden wind changes that redirect flames, and severe turbulence dangerous to aircraft. They can also inject smoke into the stratosphere, where particles may travel across continents and remain far longer than smoke confined to the lower atmosphere. What will the INSPYRE mission measure? The injected smoke and pyrocumulonimbus experiment, known as INSPYRE, runs from late July into September during the 2026 campaign, with additional work planned for 2027. Its science team is led by the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory and includes NASA, NSF-NCR, and several universities. A NASA ER-2 aircraft will fly at high altitude and observe the storms remotely with radar, imaging, and atmospheric instruments. An NSF-NCR Gulfstream V will fly through fresh smoke plumes to collect direct measurements of particles, gases, water, radiation, and other properties. Ground teams will position mobile radar and LIDAR systems near active fires. Researchers will combine those readings with satellite observations and numerical models to follow the full process, from the fire at the surface to smoke entering the upper atmosphere. Why is this campaign different from earlier flights? Scientists have encountered fire cloud smoke before, including a rare direct flight through a developing event in 2019. However, those observations were limited or collected during missions designed for other purposes. INSPYRE is built specifically around pyrocumulonimbus storms. The team can coordinate aircraft, ground instruments, and satellites around the same fire, allowing researchers to compare what is happening inside the cloud with the behavior of the flames below and the smoke plume above. NUKNIA's reading is that the significance lies less in the daring flight itself than in this coordinated measurement system. Fire clouds have often been reconstructed after the event from satellite images. Measuring their evolution in real time could reveal which warning signals matter before a fire becomes self-amplifying. What questions are researchers trying to answer? The mission focuses on 3 broad unknowns. First, Why do some large fires generate pyrocumulonimbus storms while others do not? Second, what determines whether smoke remains lower in the atmosphere or penetrates the stratosphere? Third, how does high-altitude smoke change atmospheric chemistry, radiation, and climate? Researchers are also examining why some fire clouds produce substantial lightning while others generate little. Understanding that difference could eventually improve warnings about new fires sparked beyond the original burn area. Before we overstate the mission, the campaign is collecting observations, not announcing. A completed forecasting system. Research aircraft cannot safely enter every fire cloud, so the sample will depend on weather, fire location, and flight conditions. Results from Western North America might not apply directly to every forest, climate, or wildfire regime. Even better atmospheric forecasts cannot remove the underlying effects of drought, heat, fuel conditions, and human exposure. What happens next? The teams will deploy when suitable wildfires develop during the campaign window. Flight plans may change quickly because researchers must follow active fires while protecting pilots and instruments from extreme turbulence and smoke. After the flights, scientists will compare direct measurements with satellites and models. The practical test will be whether the new data improve predictions of which fires can generate these storms, how high their smoke will rise, and where the resulting hazards will spread. For communities facing more severe wildfires, that knowledge could eventually support earlier aviation warnings, safer firefighting decisions, and better estimates of smoke and climate effects. For now, INSPYRE is an ambitious measurement campaign, not yet a proven operational solution. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.